In this instance, it was a boat. This rural residence owner did not own a boat. He did not list a boat for sale. But what had actually happened is they had just copied part of his business name, used his address and then phone number to make it look legitimate. They were requesting funds, which were sent to a different location to finalize the financial transaction. They were using a different phone number. But what made this unique is in one of the first that we'd heard of this scam is someone had shown up to this person's residence and, you know, simply asked, like, where's my boat? The boat didn't exist, but the funds had already been transferred and, you know, the crime was committed.